There is a winner in the competition to host the 2012 Summer Olympics.
The International Olympic Committee has the honor of announcing that the Games of the 30th Olympiad in 2012 are awarded to the city of London.
That announcement was made earlier today by the International Olympic Committee president, Jacques Roga. It touched off wild celebrations in London's Trafalgar Square. London beat its historic rival Paris in the final voting. Three other cities, Moscow, New York, and Madrid, were eliminated earlier. Joining me now from London is Colin Maitland. He is a sports journalist with the BBC World Service. And tell us what the reaction was there. I mean, loud cheers, I know.
Loud cheers, jubilation in general. In fact, I can say that even here, even in the BBC Sports Unit, we shed our neutrality and cheered lustily, in fact, with some amazement, because I think in general, most people had accepted that Paris had the inside edge, and that although London had put on a good performance and were catching up on the rails, as it were, that it was still likely that Paris would get the nod. And we were parts jubilant and parts astounded by the result.
Well, as you say, Paris was in the end favored to win the Games. What clinched the deal for London?
Well, I think a number of things. London had a really good team. They worked together and they showed that they had the full backing of the government. Past interest in the Olympics by United Kingdom cities, Manchester and Birmingham, it was fairly obvious that the government were lukewarm about it. But I think, and I've heard this thought echoed from others, Paris already has all its facilities. It has the magnificent Stade de France and other facilities there ready to roll. London is more or less starting with a clean sheet. A big area, I mean a seriously big area of East London, which is a fairly deprived area, much of it underdeveloped, is going to be just cleared completely, and a huge new sporting and public facilities are going to be put in there. New transport lines, new virtually everything. And I think this may well have swayed matters in our favour with the IOC.
This historic rivalry between London and Paris, much was made of it. Is it particularly sweet for London that it won?
Oh, yes, it is, really. I mean, although we may say that, we're all together, we're all comrades and allies in the European Union, the fact is that the French and the English in particular have loved having digs at each other for the last 700 years, and we're likely to continue doing that. And so any time we can win a competition, especially if we beat the French doing it, we're going to, in the nicest possible way, savour it a bit more.
Colin Maitland is a sports journalist with the BBC World Service speaking to us from London. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
And the decision to award the 2012 Games to London did leave residents of Paris stunned. Eleanor Beardsley joins me now from the Paris City Hall. Eleanor, Paris was considered the favorite at a certain point to win the Games. How disappointing was this decision?
Well, very disappointing, and stunned is the right word. I was out in front of the City Hall with thousands and thousands of people waving flags, you know, beeping horns, and everyone was just waiting to hear Paris come out of his lips. And when he said London, there was just a sense of absolute shock and silence, and then people started booing. It was hugely, hugely disappointing.
And what are people saying about what they think went wrong?
Well, it's funny. I've just been out talking to people who had just heard it, and one old guy said, you know, something shady happened. He said Bush must have intervened for Blair. He was quite sure of that. But then another guy said, you know, of course I'm disappointed, but London's a great city, and I'm sincerely glad for them. So people are starting to digest it now. But there is a feeling that people don't understand what happened, because Paris really did everything to attract these 2012 Games, and they were ready. I mean, in the first weekend in June, they literally turned the Champs-Élysées overnight into an Olympic venue with a track, with an Olympic-sized swimming pool where you had Olympic swimmers swimming, equestrian, you know, horses. So there was a feeling that this city could do anything, and people now feel like, you know, if we didn't get it this time, what's the point? And everyone was behind it. There was no talk of people not being for it. Everyone was behind it.
Well, was there anything late in the process that appears to have turned the momentum to London?
I'm not really sure. There was some talk, we were outside listening, that the Spanish votes went to Paris, so that again made people even more sure that Paris would get it. So right now they've gone back to the Tour de France. I'm not exactly sure, but people are still digesting it, and I'm sure all that's going to come out. Everyone's still in a state of shock.
Thanks very much, Eleanor.
Thank you.
Reporter Eleanor Beardsley speaking from the Paris City Hall. Paris lost its bid to host the 2012 Olympics to London.